This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Mark Boulanger. In Bangladesh, the body count in the collapsed garment building has reached 650, with more than 100 people still missing. The tragedy is the worst garment factory accident in history. Recognition of this has prompted some multinational clothing brands and retailers to negotiate with labor bodies about a safety code for the garment industry in Bangladesh. Leading the negotiations for labor is Jyrki Reyna, the General Secretary of Industrial. Industrial is the global union which represents garment workers and their unions at the world level. It also represents many industrial manufacturing unions. Mr. Reyna has called the deaths at the garment factory in Bangladesh mass murder. I asked him why.
The information that seems to be confirmed is that a day before the tragedy, local officials had noticed cracks on the walls of the building at Rana Plaza, and they had ordered the companies to evacuate their personnel. The banks and the shops in the ground floor did so, but the garment factory owners, they told their workforce to enter the factory, and so they did because the workers were afraid of losing 3 days' wages. And instead of those 3 days' wages, they lost their lives.
You have been meeting with multinational clothing brands and retailers in an effort to have them adopt a safety code for garment factory buildings in Bangladesh. Can you tell us about the progress of those talks?
We met in Germany at the end of April, and all the major brands and retailers who are sourcing from Bangladesh attended these negotiations. We set the deadline of 15th of May just to show that we are serious. There is no option to have a failure here. So I can confirm that by May 15th, there will be an international fire and building safety agreement on Bangladesh. The question is just that how many brands and retailers will be serious and will be part of this agreement, which has as a goal to support the action by the local actors. There is a national action plan approved by the government, by the employers, and by the unions in March to improve fire and building safety. So what we are bringing in here is the expertise in terms of more inspections, training to the management and to the workers, but also physical upgrades of the dangerous factories.
What has to happen to start improving the conditions of the garment workers in Bangladesh?
The starting point is that the national partners, the government and employers, unions, they have to play their role. They have adopted a national action plan in March, and the part of the international actors, and especially the brands and the retailers, is to support this. In a way or another, they have to pay more for the clothes that they source from Bangladesh to enable paying higher wages to the workers, because at the moment the workers are getting poverty wages of $38 a month. This cannot continue like that. There's a problem with labor rights. We need a union presence there, because without workers' participation, there cannot be any credible safety culture. And thirdly, they have to pay more so that it is possible to make the upgrades to make the buildings secure.
You say that part of the solution to the problems faced by the garment workers in Bangladesh is the creation and development of labor unions. What's the situation like for unions in Bangladesh?
The truth is at the moment that the garment industry in Bangladesh, which employs almost 4 million workers, is in practice a union-free zone. In the 5,000 factories or so, there are perhaps about 30 local unions. So this means that because of the past resistance by employers and by the government to accept the registration of new unions, we don't have a credible counterpart. Now the government and employers, they have promised that this will change, that they will allow the registration of new unions. And we have seen the creation of 20 new local unions in the past two years. However, I have seen the draft labor law reform proposal by the government, and this is not credible. It doesn't fulfill the demands of the ILO, which has deeply regretted the lack of progress there. So we need more to be able to say that the freedom of association exists in Bangladesh. It is possible to form unions because we need a credible union counterpart.
What is the role of Industrial in representing garment workers and their unions at the world level?
Well, the garment industry is the most exploited industry in the areas of Industrial. If you compare that to the auto sector or steel industry, where we have a strongly unionized sectors with global framework agreements with the major auto companies, with some steel companies, union networks, World Works Council. So obviously the garment workers, the electronic workers are at the other end. Weak unionization, weak and divided unions. So this is our priority. We will use the global muscle of Industrial to create sustainable conditions for the garment workers with the right to join a union, with living wages, and also safe and healthy working conditions.